Good morning. Wow, it's great to see a full hall already on Saturday morning. And it pains me to say it, but at 55, I'm not a young people anymore. But it is great to see so many young people here at this conference. Thank you for coming. Thank you, everyone, for coming. You know, there are a lot of other places you could have gone this weekend, and you chose to come here to be with us, and we deeply appreciate that. We hope you'll enjoy the exquisite meals that our chefs have prepared, and that the singing and the fellowship will be warm too. And most importantly, and we've already had a good start in the prayer meeting last night, that we will all be nourished by the bread of life. Now, some of you are already ahead of me on this next one, but I don't care. I mean, actually, Gary tried to change a few of the rules about Valentine's Day last night, but it was yesterday, and I'm still saying the meal today qualifies men, that this is taking your wife out to dinner. So, now to the real announcements. Hopefully everybody got a schedule, and if you didn't, there are more in the back. And I will say the brethren have been excellent in years past in their consideration and sticking to the schedule, but this isn't cast in concrete, so if we go over a few minutes, that'll be all right. That just means you get lunch a little later. So, but lunch will hopefully, Lord willing, be served around 12:05. And just a reminder to turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate, unless you're using your cell phone for the Bible application or a believer's hymn book application. Just be courteous, please, not texting or gaming during the meetings. And as customary, we'd like to sing a hymn between speakers and stand. And then also a hymn should be given out at the close of the ministry meeting this morning so the kitchen staff can exit early. There are two ladies' restrooms. There is one in the cry room in the back of this auditorium and another one in the basement. And the men's room is in the basement as well. Hopefully really don't need to make this announcement, but I do think it's important, so I'm going to make it again this year. But the elders of this assembly feel very strongly that we are responsible for the ministry that is given, and we have invited guest speakers to be here with us today, and we appreciate them coming and preparing for these ministry meetings. So if your name is not on the schedule, please respect that. And of course, we know ultimately that it's the Holy Spirit that we're depending on. Our confidence is in Him. Again, please use the cry room back there in the back of the auditorium for newborns and toddlers. And if you have any prayer requests, make those known to me and we can pass them along. There are order forms in the back for tapes and CDs. And there will also be MP3 format downloads available on our website if you should are interested in that. If you need a place to stay, see our brother Jason Willinga. And I'll mention this announcement again in future meetings, but if you know you're leaving early tomorrow, we don't want anyone to go away hungry, so we'll prepare box lunches, and there are slips provided for you to fill those out just to let us know if you're planning on leaving early. And as you can see, we're full, so saving a seat is acceptable, but just please be punctual and be in it, or you may lose it. And last but not least, there is time for a short season of prayer, and that is not limited exclusively to the preachers who are here. So if you're in assembly fellowship, men, please, if you're so exercised, we can have that time of prayer right now.